The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I should probably start talking on the air now. 906. I screwed up. I just had a little mistake, but Jason had to point it out anyway. The Jerry Bader Show, 906 on primary election day. And I will start with a mea culpa and then correct the mea culpa. A race that I haven't, actually, there are a number of races that I haven't talked about. I know a lot of you are looking for my opinion on any number of races. State assembly, county races. There are just too many, but there is one that I want to mention. And it is a statewide race. I do, however, want to point something out. And this is something, depending on how this breaks, I'm going to talk about tomorrow. There are four known Republicans that would be known to me that signed recalls either against a Republican state senator or against Governor Walker, recall petitions to remove him from office. I think it's going to be fascinating if any of them win tomorrow, but I want to remind affected voters who they are. And one that we've not talked about in a long time, so I want to remind folks in the Sheboygan area, and I actually would have forgotten this. I was listening to our Sheboygan station, WHBL, in my car. I could pick it up here in Green Bay. In the right places, I can pick up WSAU Wausau on 55 AM, even here in town. In the right conditions. But WHBL I can pick up pretty consistently, if not clearly. And I heard an ad for Jackie Jarvis. She is a primary candidate for the Republican nomination in the 27th to replace Steve Castell. She signed the recall against Governor Walker. There's another assembly candidate here in the Green Bay area, in a district in which I will go vote later today, the 4th Assembly District, Corey Campbell. She signed a recall against Rob Coles and had one of the more idiotic explanations you would ever hear as to why. So I said it disqualified. I had toyed with making an endorsement in that race. Amongst the other two candidates, I have chosen not to do that. David Steffen and Jeff Geltz, I've decided not to make an endorsement there. I considered it. I don't usually make endorsements. It's a race in which I'm voting. I decided not to state publicly. I'll let you know tomorrow how I voted. I can tell you I'm not voting for Corey Campbell. There are two candidates for clerk of courts that signed the recall against Scott Walker. But here in Brown County, by the way. And by the way, those of you listening outside the Green Bay area, this has been borderline bizarre. This radio station is filled with ads for clerk of courts. I have our WTAQ here in Green Bay. I have to believe that's the first time that's ever happened. This sleepy little county office generating a lot of advertising between one of the candidates who signed the recall, Donna Mason, the other is Julie Hornberg, and John Vanderleest. And it just generated a lot of attention. I mean, county races, Jason, I don't know if we've ever had advertising for a county race like that before. Quite frankly, think that signing the recall is relevant. One of the things that's going to be interesting tomorrow to see, we have four opportunities to see how Republicans who signed recalls against Republicans, how they fared. And I think it's going to be a rather dramatic storyline post-election day in terms of how they fare. Now, there is a race that I really haven't talked, I don't know, I'm going to be honest, I don't know that I've talked about it at all. I'll just be totally candid here. It is the race for state treasurer. There are two Republican candidates vying for the nomination. Randy Melcher and Matt Adamczyk. Matt Adamczyk is the only person in the race running on the platform of eliminating the office of state treasurer. And I support the move to eliminate a completely useless office. And that's what he's doing. He actually issued an Election Day statement. First, I'd like to thank those who have supported my candidacy. I am proud to stand with the Republican legislators and Governor Walker as they support eliminating the Wisconsin Office of State Treasurer in an effort to save the taxpayers of Wisconsin more than $1 million. Over the past decade, almost all duties of the treasurer's office have been moved to other state agencies. This has left the office with little to do on a daily basis. However, the treasurer's office still has a $1 million annual budget. Today's election should move Wisconsin one step closer to finally eliminating the treasurer's office, said Adamczyk. If you stand with Republican legislature and Governor Walker, I ask that you vote for me today. With your support, I can help the Republicans in Madison eliminate government waste and remove this antiquated office. His intent is to try to shrink government by one elected office. Now, I didn't get to this last week, but I received an email from a loyal listener. He's trying to take away our constitutional right. He's doing no such thing. His argument is the largely administrative and bureaucratic duties have already been assigned to administrators and bureaucrats. The office does nothing. If there was an office of funny hats that did nothing and he wanted to eliminate your right to vote on that, would he be infringing upon your constitutional right? Right now, the office of treasurer is barely above the office of the administrator of funny hats. By the way, I'm not sure what constitutes a funny hat. I don't look good in hats, so almost all hats look funny to me, on me. My wife, on the other hand, all hats look great on her. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone, you can put a, I think I've seen like one hat that doesn't look spectacular on her. I've never seen a hat in my life that looks really good on me. I may wear baseball caps to protect my head, but other than that, she did talk me into buying one at the fair, at the state fair. Not bad. It's not bad. She bought the same hat, and it looks spectacular on her. It's unisex. And of course, it looks fabulous on her. So you could have an office that would regulate, well, you can't wear that hat because it doesn't look good on you. If you decided to eliminate that, would that be infringing upon your rights? Of course not. This makes sense. Is this an endorsement of Matt Adamczyk? Well, let me tell you. He's the only candidate for state treasurer. That makes sense to me. So you can decide. By the way, others have openly endorsed him. I'm just telling you, you can decide. Randy Melcher wants to keep the office. Matt Adamczyk wants to eliminate the office. In fact, I got an email from Matt Adamczyk. So you can do us both a favor, because I'm sure Randy would want people to know his actual position as well. Whether he would or he wouldn't, there you go. Turnout today is expected to be about 15% statewide. There is a Democratic primary for Attorney General, the winner of which will take on Brad Schimmel, the Republican. There, of course, is sort of a Democratic primary for the nomination for governor. Brett Halsey has been very disappointing to me in that. State lawmaker Brett Halsey, just to be a fly in the ointment, challenging Mary Burke. I really was optimistic that he was going to get more headlines, get more buzz, and it just didn't happen. He was never going to be a legitimate threat. Wasn't going to happen. But I was hoping that he would just make mischief and make headlines and annoy Democrats. You know, Democrats like Mike Tate and Mary Burke. That has not happened. So I was disappointed in that. I will recap everything tomorrow. Of course, the other bit, you know, the 6th Congressional District. I think it's a very close race between Glenn Grothman and Joe Lipum. My gut tells me Glenn's going to win, but that's mostly my gut. But I think it's very, very close between those two. It's about the only prediction I'm bold enough to make right now. Straight ahead, I want to get away from politics, sort of, for a moment, at least elections. I want to talk about what's going on in the St. Louis area in the wake of a police officer-related shooting, and how whether or not the shooting is justified isn't even the real story anymore. It's 9:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.